Coming up on episode number 66 of Taz the Kid, well, this weekend marks the 45th anniversary of the Rolling Stones magazine. And Rolling Stones magazine is famous for their top 500 songs of all time. So tonight, let's do a tribute to the magazine, which will be having a milestone birthday of 45 years old by pulling some covers from the top 100 Rolling Stones songs. Best songs of all time. It is the Rolling Stones magazine tribute. It's coming up right now on Dale's Big Hit. Hello everyone and welcome back. Welcome back to Dale's Big Hit for a Friday night. It is Friday the 7th of December 2012. My name's Dale Campbell and welcome back. Yes, tonight we're doing a tribute to the Rolling Stones magazine, which will be turning 45 on November 9th, which is Sunday. That's the date. I think there will be a Rolling Stone edition out then, but still turning that age. So tonight we're doing a tribute to some of the top 100 songs. We've got some originals and some covers. But let's kick it off with, I think, one of the greatest Eagles songs ever. Actually, I would say the most famous Eagles songs. Hotel California. And I have a lot of covers to choose from. Here is one by the Moog Cookbook from their album. Ye Olde Space Bandy plays the classic rock hits. Longest album title ever. It's from 1997. Here is the Moog Cookbook and their cover of Hotel California. Thank you. Sunshine of Your Love. Santana there, featuring Rob Thomas. I got that one from the Guitar Heaven, the greatest guitar classics of all time, the deluxe edition from 2010. I'm sure it came out before then. I just got it from that. right before that, you had All Along the Watchtower from Battlestar Galactica. That one actually... Sorry, Sunshine of Your Love, originally performed by Cream. That, the All Along the Watchtower, actually is originally performed by Bob Dylan, and it's the Jimi Hendrix cover that we all know and love, and it's actually the Jimi Hendrix cover that made it into the top 100 songs of all time. And let's see if I can find it here real quick. It came in at number 47 on the top 500 songs of all time, but the Bob Dylan original did not even chart out of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, certainly not in the top 100. Before that, we had Hotel California. Awesome cover there by the Moog Cookbook from their album Yod Space. Bandy Plays the Classics from 1997. And You Should Have Came Live. I was doing an awesome dance for about 6.5 minutes and making a total fool of myself. So that was fun. So let's get into, before we get into the next set of music, I just want to tell you that the week after marks the start of the Dale's Big Hit Countdown. So we're going to start on, I believe we're going to start on the 20th of December, Thursday the 20th. Monday the 24th and Thursday the 27th are going to be the three releases of the Dale's Big Hit Countdown. It's 30 songs. Songs that I have enjoyed listening to over the year. I've done three of these already offline. And next week we have to do the What Songs That Cannot Chart, that are our Hall of Fame inductees, because they've been on the top so many times, exactly, right on the top. So many times, all three times, that it'll be unfair for them to top the chart again. So that'll be next week, hopefully. Gotta remind myself of that. But if you've got a suggestion for some music that you want me to play, I'll send it through, dalesbighead@gmail.com, by all means, do send it through. We'll be kicking that off on Thursday the 20th of December, which isn't this... definitely wasn't yesterday. It's not next Thursday, but the week after, Thursday the 20th. Moving into the next set of music, we've actually got two originals in concession to start off this next set of music. Ring of Fire, we all know it as a Johnny Cash song. But the Johnny Cash song was actually a cover. And it's the Johnny Cash song that made it into the Hall of Fame. too many countdowns. The Rolling Stones magazine's top 100. But it's actually performed by a female. And it's actually called Love's, Love's Ring of Fire. Performed by Annie Carter. I got this one from the compilation First Ladies of Country from 2010. Here it is. Anna Carter with Love's a Ring of Fire. Love's a Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bringing her to the heart's desire. Thank you.
The taste of love is sweet when two fiery hearts meet. I believe you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into the burning ring of fire. I fell down, 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 down into the deepest mire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Thank you.
scream. Said, don't mind, well, what do you mean? I'm the one who would dance on the floor and around. She says, I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. She said her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. Every head turned with eyes that dream, being the one who would dance on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Mother always told me, be careful who you love. Careful what you do before the lie becomes the truth. Billie Jean is not my love. She's just a girl. Days and 40 nights, the law was on her side. Who could stand when she's in demand? Her schemes and her plans. Cause we danced on the floor and around. So take my strong advice and remember to always think twice. Do think twice. Told my baby that we danced till three. She looked at me, showed a photo. My baby cried, his eyes were like mine. Cause we danced on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Stood right by me, smell sweet perfume. It's happened much too soon, but you called me to a room. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who says that I am the one, but the kid.
Chris Cornell, the cover of Billie Jean, originally performed by Michael Jackson. Yeah, Michael Jackson made it onto a rock and roll magazine top 100 songs of all time. Interesting. before that, Noel Barkley actually made it onto the top 100 best songs of all time. for a rock and roll magazine. That one was Sean Colvin there from the 2007 Crazy single. The Chris Cornell version came from the 2007 album Carry On. Before that, we had an original by Otis Redding, an original of this song popularized by Aretha Franklin. That one comes from the Otis Blue album from 1965. Before that, we had an original of a song that's popularized by Johnny Cash. That one's the original by Anita Carter. And I got that one from the First Ladies of Country from 2010. Let's move into the biggest set of music of all time, because it's only three songs and it's 17 minutes long, but it's all good. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Originally performed by Marvin Gaye. Also, Marvin Gaye's I heard it through the grapevine, also made it onto the list, but I thought I'd go a bit off the track. What's going on, play a cover of that. This is a cover performed by Cyndi Lauper. Here is What's Going On.
But the brother is far Hello, 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 with the lights out. guest, Al Cooper.
Thank you. houses on the street. All the pretty people, they'll think you're drinking, but they got a maid. Exchanging all precious gifts, you better take it down the drain. You better pawn it, baby.
Like a Rolling Stone, that's another track there. I Like a Rolling Stone, that one's originally performed by Bob Dylan, which the Rolling Stones actually did do a cover of. But that one is the best rock and roll song of all time, according to the Rolling Stone magazine. Not according to the Rolling Stones, the band. Although they probably think that's pretty good too, because they covered it. Before that, that was performed by John Mellencamp. That one comes from the 1993 30th anniversary Bob Dylan Concert Collection, and that's a fantastic album if you're a Bob Dylan fan. That's Bob Dylan, the 30th anniversary. What was it? Concert Celebration, not Collection. Although it is a collection of live tracks. Although, I'm not a fan of live tracks as an album. I like a few thrown in here and there, but not whole album. I couldn't do it. Before that, we had Smells Like Teen Spirit. That one's originally performed by Nirvana. That one performed there by Patti Smith from the remastered version of Outside Society from 2011. And before that, we had originally performed by Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, performed there by Sidney Lauper from their 1986 album True Colors. And with that, that's going to do it for this edition of Jazz Weekend. We'll be back next week on Monday night with a TV-themed cover show. Until then, my name's Dave Campbell, and we'll see you then. Oh, then you can find us, I should say, first. You can find us at jazzbeekid.yols. What? Jazzbeekid.yols. Try that again. jazzbeekid.yolasite.com. jazzbeekid@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/jazzbeekid. Until Monday night with the TV cover show, we'll see you then. Bye-bye. Jazz Beekid is a proud member of the Chef Wonder Podcast Network. You can find out more information about that by going to chefwonderpodcasts.blogspot.com.